Blackstone Audio presents The Origin of Evil by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Fred Sullivan. 1. Ellery was spread over the pony-skin chair before the picture window. Horatius crossed on the typewriter table, a 10-inch frosted glass in his hand, and the corpse at his feet. He was studying the victim between sips and making not too much out of her. However, he was not concerned. It was early in the investigation. She was of unusual proportions, and the Ron consoled. He took another sip. It was a curious case. The victim still squirmed. From where he sat, he could make out signs of life. Back in New York, they had warned him that these were an illusion, reflexes following the death rattle. "Why, you won't believe it," they had said, "but corruption's set in already, and anyone who can tell a stinkweed from a camellia will testify to it." Ellery had been skeptical. He had known deceased in her heyday, a tumid wench, every man's daydream, and the laughing target of curses and longing. It was hard to believe that such vitality could be exterminated. On the scene of the crime, or rather above it, for the little house he had taken was high over the city, a bird's nest perched on the twig tip of an upper branch of the hills, Ellery still doubted. There she lay, under a thin blanket of smog, stirring a little. And they said she was dead. Fair Hollywood. "Murdered," ran the post-mortem, "by television." He squinted down at the city, sipping his rum and enjoying his nakedness. It was a blue-white day. The hill ran green and flowered to the twinkled plain, simmering in the sun.